Layer 719, 1941 timeline. The timeline reads, International, 1941, April 6th through 8th, Germany and Italy invade Yugoslavia and Greece. April 13th, Japan signs a neutrality pact with the Soviet Union. May 2nd, British forces invade Iraq. May 20th, German forces land on Crete. June 22nd, Germany invades the Soviet Union. July 7th, American troops arrive in Iceland to relieve the British garrison there. July 24th, Japan indicates it will occupy all of French Indochina. July 27th, Japanese troops begin occupying all of French Indochina. August 9th through 12th, FDR and Winston Churchill meet secretly aboard warships off of Newfoundland and issue the Atlantic Charter. September 4th, the American destroyer USS Greer is attacked by a German U-boat it is tracking in the Atlantic Ocean. American, January 6th, President Roosevelt proposes the Lend-Lease Bill. January 24th, secret Anglo-American military staff talks begin in Washington, D.C. March 11th, Congress passes the Lend-Lease Act. April 11th, to help protect British supply ships, the United States drastically expands its coastal neutrality patrols far into the mid-Atlantic. May 27th, citing the growing Axis threat in Europe, President Roosevelt declares an unlimited national emergency. June 14th, German and Italian assets in the United States are frozen. June 18th, at a White House meeting, African-American labor leader A. Philip Randolph vows to lead a protest march on Washington if FDR won't ban racial discrimination in American defense industries. June 25th, President Roosevelt issues Executive Order 8802 prohibiting racial discrimination by federal agencies, companies, and unions involved in war-related work and establishing a Fair Employment Practices Committee. July 9th, FDR directs the military to create the Victory Program, a comprehensive plan of resources needed to defeat America's potential enemies. July 26th, President Roosevelt freezes all Japanese assets in the United States. Soon after, American oil exports to Japan are halted. August 12th, Congress approves an extension of the Selective Service Act by a margin of one vote in the House of Representatives. Undeclared war in the Atlantic, the Greer Incident. During 1941, the U.S. Navy began patrolling the North Atlantic to protect vital supply lanes to Britain. These patrols carried the risk of armed conflict. On September 4, 1941, a German submarine fired a torpedo at the American destroyer USS Greer. A week later, FDR announced on national radio that U.S. warships in waters we deem necessary for our defense would no longer wait for German submarines to fire first. The press labeled this the shoot-on-sight speech. It marked a major change in American policy. In his speech, Roosevelt didn't mention that, before the attack, the Greer trailed the German U-boat, signaling its location to a British warplane that dropped depth charges near it. This omission has sparked criticism from some historians who say FDR misled the public in order to move America closer to war. International timeline continued. October 2nd, Germany launches an offensive towards Moscow. October 17th, U.S. destroyer Kearney is torpedoed by a German U-boat while escorting a supply ship convoy off Iceland. October 31st, the American destroyer USS Reuben James is sunk by a German U-boat while escorting a supply ship convoy in the Atlantic Ocean. December 5th, Germany's military advance in the Soviet Union is halted outside Moscow. Soviet forces launch a counteroffensive. American timeline continued. November 13th, Congress repeals the Neutrality Acts. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.